Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
So, Garrett, we're starting this afternoon with news of Steven Spielberg. Now, of course, the release of his latest as such West Side Story is on hold for now. But he's working, of course, on the next one. This is quite a personal story, isn't it?
Quite a personal story. It's based on his childhood in Arizona. It's going to sort of explore him when, I suppose, when he's younger. I don't think they're going to be using real names in the movie, but it's definitely inspired by his relationship with his parents in the 50s and the 60s and a difficult time period in his life. He's set about casting at the moment. Seth Rogen is going to play a role as his favourite uncle in the movie. Mm-hmm. Michelle Williams is also in talks for a major part in it. He's co-writing the script with Tony Kushner, who he's worked with on West Side Story, Munich and Lincoln. Of course, keeping the plot details a little under wrap right now, but it's scheduled to start filming in the summer. And as you mentioned, West Side Story, which was delayed due to the pandemic, is actually going to be hitting the big screen on December 10th. And we look forward to that one very, very much.
We certainly do. Well, from Steven Spielberg to Helen Mirren, and an interesting role for her.
Yeah, she's going to play a villain in the sequel to Shazam, and the title of this movie is Fury of the Gods. Now, she's going to play a villain, Hespera, daughter of Atlas, in the follow-up to the 2019 film, which did quite well.
I really enjoyed it, I have to say.
Yeah, it was great fun. And you're going to have returning cast members as well. Zachary Levi's played the adult version of teenager Billy Batson in the movie, transforms into a superhero. David F. Sandberg returns to direct from a script by Henry Gayden. I think that's a good casting. Yeah. And it was a fun film. And we're going to need some fun films.
We are indeed. Tell us more about The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Yeah, this is lining up its casting. It's a limited series, and Naomi Harris, you'll know from the likes of Moonlight and Skyfall, and Jimmy Simpson from the likes of Westworld, have signed on to star alongside Chiwetel Ejiofor in this sci-fi limited series from Showtime called The Man Who Fell to Earth. Based on a novel by Walter Tevis, Ejiofor plays an alien who arrives on Earth at a turning point in human evolution and must confront his own past to determine our future. Mm. Harris plays a brilliant scientist and engineer, and Simpson plays an CIA agent obsessed with the alien. Alec Kurtzman will direct multiple episodes of the series and will shoot in London this spring ahead of a 2022 airing on Showtime.
All right, we're moving to Netflix next, and some more interesting casting news here.
Yeah, this sounds good. Forest Whitaker is going to join Tom Hardy in a Netflix crime drama called Havoc, which hails from the Raid writer-director Gareth Evans. After a drug deal gone wrong, a bruised detective played by Hardy must fight his way through a criminal underworld to rescue a politician's estranged son while unravelling a deep web of corruption and conspiracy that ensnares his entire city. So it's the first film in exclusive deal with the director Evans and Netflix. And of course, he's done some successful movies and the acclaimed series Gangs of London.
Okay, we are in Ireland for our next story and some filming taking place here, Garrett.
Yeah, production has started on Emma Holly Jones's debut feature, Mr. Malcolm's List, which has been produced by Blinder Films here. Now, Mr. Malcolm's List is based on a novel of the same name. Zoe Ashton will portray Julia, with Theo James as Henry, and Ashley Park will play the role of Gertie. They also join BAFTA nominee and executive producer Frida Pinto as well. So Julia is a society lady jilted by London's most eligible bachelor, Mr. Malcolm, when she fails to meet one of his items on his list of requirements for a bride. So feeling shunned and humiliated, she enlists her friend Selena to help her take revenge on Mr. Malcolm by tricking him into thinking he has found his perfect match. Sounds intriguing.
It does indeed. Now tell us about the Watergate story.
Yeah, so this is Katie Holmes. The actress has optioned the former Watergate prosecutor Jill Wine Banks' autobiography, The Watergate Girl, with plans for Holmes to star in and produce a feature adaptation. The story begins when a young Jill, who's an organized crime prosecutor at the US Department of Justice, was selected as one of the three assistant Watergate special prosecutors in the obstruction of justice trial against President Nixon's top aides. The only woman on the team, she fought the casual sexism of the day to receive the respect accorded her male counterparts and prevailed, doing all this while trapped in a failing marriage, harbouring secrets of her own and finding her home and offices burgled and phones tapped. So Katie Holmes getting behind that project. As I said, it's called The Watergate Girl.
Very good. Let's go to new releases. Quite a few this week.
Yeah, we do. We have a good few to mention. So first one to mention is 6 Minutes to Midnight. You're going to find this on Sky Cinema. It's set in 1939, 17 days before World War II. And an English teacher and his camera disappear on a at a coastal boarding school with 20 German teen girls. Miller gets the job 6 days later, secretly trying to find out what happened. Good cast as well. Eddie Izzard and Judi Dench star in this period thriller. And it's inspired by real events. We've also got good casting here in this one. Kate Winslet and Saoirse Ronan. This one played at the Dublin International Film Festival, Ammonite. And yeah, this is available on premium digital platforms to rent as well. It's set in the 1840s. Kate Winslet plays a paleontologist who works alone on the wild and brutal southern English coastline. And Saoirse Ronan's character, Charlotte, comes to stay. And the two find something really interesting in each other that they've been searching for.
Okay, we have Tom and Jerry too.
Tom and Jerry is now out as well. This is the beloved rivalry continues. What happens here? Jerry moves into New York's finest hotel on the eve of the wedding of the century, forcing the event's desperate planner to hire Tom to get rid of him. Tim Story directs this. Tom and Jerry also out on digital platforms. And then to mention two movies that are coming during the week, The Mauritanium is out on Amazon Prime. Jodie Foster actually picking up a Golden Globe for this. And we've also got the Tina Turner documentary, Simply Called Tina, which comes out on Monday as well. This is going to be available on Sky Documentaries and will be out on rental platforms after as well.
Very good. A nice mix for us there this week, that's for sure. What about a TV movie?
Yeah, a movie that I really like. Jim Sheridan directing In the Name of the Father. T.G. Carr have been showing a great selection of Irish movies recently, but this is obviously based on the autobiography of Jerry Conlon, chronicling his tireless efforts to overturn the life sentence imposed on him. Great cast in it. Daniel Day-Lewis, Pete Postlethwaite, Emma Thompson, John Lynch, and as I said, directed by Jim Sheridan. It's on 9.25 tonight on T.G. Carr. And just to mention another movie as well, which is on a documentary feature, is on tomorrow night, Finding Jack Charlton, which is a profile of the World Cup winning footballer, looking at his special relationship with Ireland, of course, after becoming the national team's manager, his complicated relationship with his brother Bobby, and his final battle with dementia. It's on 9 p.m. tomorrow night on Virgin Media One.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks, Aideen.